you're a highly feminine identified human. So what that means is you'll be attracted to masculine identified humans sexually. What that means is they have no internal life compared to your. So when you ask a masculine person how they feel, often they go like,
yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes you feel a specific thing, like sometimes I'm sitting here angry as hell or something, but a lot of the time, I mean, to say most of the time actually, I don't think I have what I would call a feeling. And including when I'm loving someone, I mean, it's just the masculine body and the feminine body aren't built the same. So if you're in front of a man and you're expecting him, so let me be really clear here. The polarity is energy and consciousness. So the more open your energy is, the deeper and more open the consciousness of your man will be, which means the less content will exist within him. Until if he's so conscious, there's literally, you're his entire content. So you'd go, how are you feeling? And all he could say is, you look great or something. You know, I mean, like, you're his content. So if you want, so not only are you his content, but your demand, maybe be super, this is a really good question, but we're going to be working this in exercises a lot. You want his attention, but to the extent you want his energy, that's like that guy, you're making him into a woman. So if he's sitting with you and giving you total attention from his side, that's the most he could give you. If you all, just be clear on this, if you also want him to touch you, which of course you do, so stay with me, he needs to learn something. Very few men know how to love you and touch you at the same time. They hold their breath, they clamp down immediately. So when he loves you, his experience will be pretty close to zero. So love to him feels like total relaxation, which feels like zero, not like fullness. So that fullness you feel that you want to share doesn't exist in him. So your demand for him to share that is pure abuse. So if you're asking him how he feels or you want him to give you energy back, you should be with a woman, really, or a more feminine man if you choose that. So it's the first thing that's important is to realize everything you're describing is normal for a masculine guy, but there's stuff you could do. So when he shows that fear that you were describing, so you open and he's vulnerable and he shows, you described him as showing fear of some kind, your choice is to stay open and vulnerable with that fear and show him how that feels, and then he'll either run because he can't take you anymore and then he's not up to you, or he grows into it. So first of all, we have first, second, and third stage. He's in a first stage masculine, obviously, because communication is the second stage. So he'd be freely communicative with you if you were in the second stage. He'd say, you know, when you do that, I feel really hurt inside, and I'd like to sit down, and would you please do this instead, and let's do this. So it's a full, relaxed, open, no fear, you know, just kind of relaxed communication about everything. So when a guy is afraid, it's usually because you're not being nothing. So the masculine is at home in nothingness. I mean, like in Zen, that's the whole goal. So the masculine is at home in nothingness, in open space, space of being. But as soon as an emotion comes in, whether it's their emotion or someone else's, that emotion in consciousness registers as pain. It registers as something wrong. Now, men as beings have a feminine part. Like when I'm in my feminine, emotions are, like I could watch a love story on TV or a movie and cry a lot and totally get into it. It's very enjoyable. So I could exercise my feminine. But when I'm like with my woman, I typically aren't in my feminine. I'm in my masculine. But I could exercise it. So she's in her feminine. I'm in my masculine. I feel openness. Her emotion comes in. There's like, you're something. You're not nothing. You should be something. I mean, that's, I'm not You know, don't diminish yourself. So you come in. My choice as a masculine practitioner is to go, I can't deal with this now. I will be back in an hour, or I'm going on retreat. I'll be back in a year or whatever, or I can't handle it at all. But I mean, that's a choice that I have to make as an individual. Am I up to being with a feminine human? So if the answer is no, then they could go and be with more masculine people or on in by themselves. That's how most men did spirituality most of the time, with other men in monasteries or by themselves. To choose you means now he has to practice resting his consciousness while this emotional torture is happening, while you're hammering him, in the your words, while you're hammering him with desire, with love is really what it is, right? So you're like, you're hammering him with love. He doesn't experience it as love. I know it's love. But, you know, you're having him. And so he's feeling hammered. And every man here has a feeling for what that is in their way. He's feeling hammered. What can he do? So how does he practice? So that, what you're doing to him, is that very few men on earth can deal with. I mean, the only resort they have is a beer or closing down or watching TV or reading something or something. So you want to feel, so in your first stage, you take what you're feeling on the inside, frustration, let's say, and you put it on the outside. So you take what's on the inside and you put it on the outside. That's the first stage. That should never happen in a mature relationship. So in the first, so in other words, if I'm feeling anger, I should never punch my partner. So what I'm feeling on the inside is my responsibility. I might need to go to a therapist. I don't need to scream outside. I might need to punch a pillow. But I don't get to beat the shit out of my partner, even if I feel like it. Do you know what I mean? If I do, I go to jail. Or, you know, there's boundaries. Well, there are, our culture is not very mature, but in a mature culture, there'd be the same emotional boundaries as there are physical boundaries. Why the fuck would you abuse men by what you did? I mean, you're hammering him with your emotions. I mean, imagine if it was physical. You'd be in jail if you were a man, you know. So in the first stage, it's important to learn how to express yourself. Like if a man's feeling anger, it's important he learns to punch a pillow, not a human. But he does have to learn how to let out the anger, and you do have to learn how to kind of, but that's more of like a therapy thing. You don't do that with your partner so much. So in the second stage, you learn how to talk it. You'd say, when you don't know what to do, I feel weak inside, you know, and I think you're stupid and I want to hit you. I don't know what it is. And he goes, okay, I hear you say that when you, and then you talk about it and you maybe work it out. But in the third stage, he's, let's say he's less conscious than he can be. You feel that. It hurts. You show him how much it hurts that he's not as conscious as you know he is. It's not like you're judging him. It literally hurts physically in your body. It hurts. I mean, it hurts. And so you make no attempt to hide that hurt from an intimate partner. I'm not talking about in public. So you show him how that hurt feels, if it's hurt, because it's hurt before it's anger. The anger comes because he's not meeting you. But the first thing is, oh, he's not meeting me. So you show him that, and you stay in that revelation of showing him that. He may not be able to handle that, then he's not appropriate for you. If he is able to stay in that with you, as you're about to see when we do exercises, he has leverage now. He could go, oh, you mean like this? And you go, you don't know. You mean like this? And you're going to be shocked. It'll take the men in here who have come all the way to this island and are giving it a, like full 5 days to be able to leak this much of what you want from your man, you know, what you expect him. You're going to see how hard it is. One of the first things we're going to do is he's going to learn to coordinate his breath with yours. We'll be lucky if a third of the men in here after 5 days can notice your breath. So when you think that a man should notice what you're feeling and they can't even tell you're breathing, so you're going to have very different you know, expectations, but your offering is always love, showing how you feel authentically, often magnifying that showing because men have sometimes difficulty seeing it. So you magnify your authentic feeling, and then it's his practice to find what he needs to do. So your heart, you're his revelation. So from his side, he goes, okay, I'll try this, because he doesn't know what to do. It's a mystery, and it's never the same thing twice. So you have to be responsible. So to give you to start the workshop, so to speak, the way you're sitting now wouldn't possibly attract a third stage man. Now it would, just that shift. So it's not so much the posture, it's just whether there's like fear in the body or pleasure. Now, this is the first day of a thing, you're talking about intimate things in front of strangers, of course it's nervous and fearful. Everyone feels about that. But I'm just saying, like, just to know, like in public, what a third stage masculine human is reading is the kind of translucency to your heart. And not passive translucency, but energetic. So in other words, he doesn't want your attention, he wants your energy. He gives you attention for your energy. So if your body is sitting like it is now, there's no energy. So just so you know, because I'm in a masculine body, but I've practiced a lot so I could get into my feminine and convey it. But so when, if I'm in my masculine and I'm like looking for a woman, like a date, you know, something like that, it's like I could do it real fast because all I have to do is feel how much energy is in the body. And if the body is sitting like yours is, or like almost everybody's is, like a man, it's just like, here's a bottle, that's just as attractive. I don't know how to say it. You know, it's a, now, you shouldn't always be doing that. I mean, sometimes you are a bottle, sometimes you're just sitting there. You don't need to be doing this. I'm just saying, when you want to create polarity with a partner in life that you've chosen, this will push him away, no matter what else. You could have made the house beautiful, cooked him dinner, made $1 million, given him a perfect blowjob, and sit down like this, he'll go in the other room.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.